Okay, our next presenter is Renelle Brew, and she is with Grand Valley State University, where she's an assistant professor of public health and also chairs that department. And she is passionate about encouraging diverse youth to pursue careers in health professions.
Good evening. Thank you for sticking with us this evening. My presentation tonight is about inspiring adolescents in our local community towards careers in the health professions. This is something that's very near and dear to my heart and a project that I started when I first came to Grand Valley 5 years ago as a pilot project that has become something so much more. So I'm really excited to share it with you this evening. The summer camp that we run is called SHAPE. It's an acronym that stands for Summer Health Activities and Professions Exploration. I do not have any relationships to disclose. So SHAPE Camp is really an opportunity for us to bring our local community students together to our university to talk to them about the idea of going into health professions as adolescents. So getting them at a time where they are very influential in terms of what kinds of classes they'll be taking in their high school careers to prepare them for college and so forth. So it's really to explore careers in health sciences. It gives them an opportunity to have some hands-on experiences within the college setting. So they go into our laboratories, our simulation centers, they interact with our faculty, our students. They have a positive exposure to a college setting. This is something that we get a lot of comments about. You know, students at the age group that we're reaching out to, 7th and 8th graders, don't necessarily have a time that they can ever go into a college setting and really have that exposure. And then also to encourage and model healthy lifestyles for themselves. So we have two main objectives with SHAPE Camp. One of them is to expose the students to the health professions, many of which they have never been exposed to before. So if you ask, primarily we ask our 7th and 8th graders that come into camp, what professions do you know? And they know doctors and they know nurses, and that's about it. So this is an opportunity for us to give them so much more. We also encourage them to attend college. And I'll talk about that in a bit. So just a quick photo. This is some of our students in last year's camp that are being exposed in medical lab sciences. So we put the lab coats on them. We get them right in touching the equipment in the lab and interacting with our faculty. So they really seem to enjoy that. Some more photos. The top photo there with them with the scrubs and the masks on is our experience where we take them into our local hospital, and we do a half-day field trip, and they get exposed to some of the careers that we don't offer at Grand Valley State University. So, like, for instance, we don't have a pharmacy program at Grand Valley, so they get to see some pharmacy, some surgery. They suture bananas, and they actually give them the real equipment to do so. So it's really engaging and exciting for them. So where is camp held? Grand Valley State University is our university where this is all housed at. It's about 50-plus years old. We have two main campuses in both Allendale and downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. We have about 25,000 students currently in undergraduate and graduate programs. Shameless plug, we do have a brand new public health program as of this fall, which I am enthusiastically talking to everyone about here at APHA. So we are moving and shaking at Grand Valley. When the camp is held this year, we did a 1 week, 4 day camp. In the previous years, we've had 2 week camp, where we have split the population of boys versus girls. Early on, we looked at some literature that said 7th and 8th grade boys and girls, talking about their own health and personal health and wellness should be split up. And to be honest, we didn't really find that. This is year 5 that we're going into, and the co-ed group seemed to be very enthusiastic about being in a co-ed group. So this last year, we changed our 2 week to 1 week, and we've had really good success. In year 4, which was 2013, we had 40 total students, which is our cap for camp. And for a couple of reasons, we had only 36 of those students complete our survey, so we have an N of 36. Grand Rapids Public Schools is our partner, so we are the fourth largest public school system in the state of Michigan. We have 17,000 plus students in our local community coming from a variety of countries, languages spoken, so very, very diverse group. Our target population is both African American students and Hispanic, and you can see that our demographic population percentiles really show that. So they have some strategic plan goals, and they align directly with what we're doing with camp her shape. And theirs is, goal A is to achieve 100% graduation rate with students being college and career ready. And our goal, of course, is to encourage them to go to college. So it's in a direct alignment. Definite need for partnership in our community, because we have, as of, this was actually our most recent survey, in 2012 even, as 40% of our students that come to Grand Valley State are first generation. So we have a tremendous number of students coming to our local universities for the first time in their family. So it's a good partnership in terms of that as well. Basically, that just solidifies that it's a great environment for us to host this camp while bringing them to college and then helping to increase that first-generation population to continue coming. The first day of camp, we do some personal health and wellness, and that's a key component to their camp experience. So here in some of the photos, you see them doing some Zumba. We have them do a very interactive, exciting dance class, if you will. We feed them healthy lunches, snacks, that is donated by one of our grant partners in the community. Some things that they never have tried before, like hummus and vegetables, we give them as snacks, and we encourage them all to try those things, even if they may not necessarily love them, and we find that many of them will like them once they've tried. The only paid experience that is part of camp, so all of the folks that interact with our students are all voluntary basis. So our students, our camp counselors that we engage through interview, this last year we had almost 60 students at Grand Valley State that applied to be camp counselors for 4 positions. So it's becoming very lucrative to have this position. It's a $400 paid stipend, so it's not a lot of money, but it's a great experience for our students to both interact with them, the community partners, and our youngsters. So the partnership, again, is designed to engage the community as well as our local university. So we have partnerships. We are sustainable through grant funding. So every year annually, I write about 5 grants that help to pay for this camp 100%. So the students do not pay anything to come. It's about a $400 value for them to come to camp for 4 days. And we include everything from transportation door-to-door, because we know that this population often has time with issues with access and getting them to the university. So we literally pick them up from their homes, bring them back, and then also provide meals and outfits and all kinds of fun stuff for them to have takeaways. Target audience, 7th and 8th graders. They're going into 8th and 9th graders, key time when they're starting to think about careers. And again, an urban minority growing up as public school kids. What we've seen annually, so we've got 4 years under our belt. We're planning for year 5 at this time. Camp participation hasn't gradually increased. We've gotten our diversity becoming more and more apparent. Over the years, we have had 68% of our target audience was coming from a diverse background, so we are certainly meeting the needs and always looking to make that even a higher percentage. This is just a sample of how our camp runs Monday through Friday. We do a very personal health and wellness type of day on day 1, and then we expose them to the careers in the following 3 days, and then also do a field trip at the local hospital. Volunteers, so I said before that there's no paid positions within this camp, so everyone that interacts with these students over the course of the week are not paid, so they're volunteering. So you can see that we have a nice breakdown of Grand Valley students who volunteer in the sessions in which they're in the program for, our faculty members. Meijer is a local supermarket in our area, and they do, also they grant fund us as well as come in and do their healthy meals and have a conversation about eating healthy. And then our St. Mary's Hospital staff, which is our field trip. So essentially 112 people interact with our students over the course of 4 days. So it's very intensive, lots of people coming through that experience in the 4-day plan. The assessment plan is a pretest and a post-test. That's the we look at the pretest first. We give them a set of questions prior to starting camp on Monday morning. We give them their intensive 4-day camp. We do a follow-up post-test with them. We then ask them to join a SHAPE Facebook page, which we have found to be very beneficial to us in keeping track of our students who often move, lose phone numbers over the course of the time before they graduate. And then we also are following up with them on an annual long-term survey where we're following them each summer and just checking in with them. Hey, do you remember SHAPE? Did it have any impact on you? And looking to see if, in fact, once they get to graduation stage, that they will go to college and potentially go into a health profession. So we have the 14 question SHAPE camp survey on day 1, and then again same thing on day 2. It's really an attitudinal type of a survey, so asking them Do you think that being healthy is cool? What kind of experiences do you have with health in your current classroom and settings at your public school? Do you think that you'll go into a health-related field? What do you want to be when you grow up? Some of those types of things. And we oftentimes get students who want to come in and they want to be, athletes for the Detroit Lions, or they want to be cosmetologists. And then after day four, we see that they want to be physical therapists and therapeutic recreation folks. So it's really exciting. Short-term goals that we have: students' attitudes and knowledge of health professions will increase, and we have seen that in our short-term goals, and that we will, each cohort, we will increase the opportunity for them to get excited about health careers like we are in our own professions. So just a little bit of survey data here. We have career interest pre and post, so you can see each year it goes up just a bit. Actually, this is funny because my 13th data is not on there, but it should be. Then we look to see if there's a difference in students' attitudes and interests in health after attending the camp. And again, 2013 missing, but you can see that we do have some increases in content pre and post tests. So again, that's where our students do the shift of being athletes to being health professionals and their responses. So that's always exciting for us. Long-term study, again, to the students who have attended SHAPE camp and end up going into college. And so at this point, we are still 1 year away from finding that out. Our annual reviews, again, are done every summer, so we are following them up. Many of them we've followed now for 3 years, and we have yet to collect that final longitudinal data on our first class to go to college. So we're looking forward to seeing if that will happen. Students, a couple comments from participants. They liked getting to know what SHAPE is all about and finding out the different careers in the health field, and just helping to increase their knowledge from nursing and doctors and some of the obvious health professions to some of the others that they may not have had exposure to prior to coming to camp and spending their time at our university. And then some quotes from parents. We had some very energetic responses from parents. They always are very thankful that they have either encouraged their student or in some cases forced their student to come and participate in our camp. A lot of times the students are very leery about what it is that they're going to get for 4 days at a college campus, and they are bouncing off the walls by Thursday and crying when they leave and wanting to come back next year. So parents say things like, it's really been a great experience for them to have a hands-on experience, and my daughter hates the sight of blood, but now she might want to do something different in health professions. And what we really aim to do is encourage them to look at careers that are both college-based and also in our hospital experience particularly. We ask them to highlight some of the fields of healthcare that the student may go into that is only requiring of a high school degree. So we are constantly in our 4 days looking to get the students excited about high school graduation, certainly encouraging them to go off to college, but also letting them know that there is a range of careers, and our hospital does a really nice job of doing a game play with them that shows that there's over 1,000 healthcare careers that they can go into, and it goes from high school graduation and beyond. So it's been a really exciting time with SHAPE Camp and seeing how the students have been encouraged. And that is it for me.